My guest today is Baltimore-born Wes Moore, who is a graduate of Johns Hopkins University, New York Times best-selling author, and CEO of a poverty-fighting nonprofit. It is my great privilege to be on the line to Wes. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's absolutely my pleasure. It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
So this book, 5 Days, is extraordinarily topical. Even after 5 years that the uprisings followed the death of Freddie Gray. And a writer always wants a book to be relevant and topical, but the tragedy is, with all of the racial violence that is going on, it seems that any time a book comes out, it is topical. I'm just wondering how you feel that the conversation is moving forward as we look at this racial violence that continues.
You know, to your point, one of the things that really struck me was, if you think about so many times in our nation's history, when wouldn't this book have been timely?
Right.
And that's part of the problem, right? Part of the problem is that we continue to see these same tragedies continue to take place. You know, and you know, one of the things I wanted to understand was, what was it that made Freddie Gray different, right? Because even if you look at Baltimore City, just Baltimore, in the years before Freddie Gray, there was also Anthony Anderson and Chris Brown and Tyrone West. The two things that I think made Freddie distinct and different was, one, that it was caught on camera. The second piece was the growth of this group called Black Lives Matter. And so it's partially a reliving of history in terms of the trauma and the actions that we saw. The thing we're hoping for, a long-term basis, can be different this time around, has been the sustained response that our society hopefully will take seriously to make sure that we do not have to make this such a timely occurrence.
And of course, every situation is so unique and different within itself, even though there is this tragic continuum. And that is what makes your approach to this book so fascinating, that you've taken this kind of kaleidoscopic perspective, taking very different stories and making them into a whole. How did you arrive at that format for the book?
The first thing was actually identifying who were the people. And I knew I wanted to tell the story from a variety of different landscapes and perspectives. That one of the things that was fascinating to me about all of this was how different the perspective of Baltimore really was. And so I was hearing from people from all walks of life who in many ways told such a powerful collective narrative. And so whether it was someone like Tawanda Jones, a woman who has been protesting for years about the death of her brother. And she said, "I love the Baltimore standing up. Also, I can't help but think to myself, where was this when my brother was killed?" Or it was, Major Mark Partee, who was a police major who actually grew up in West Baltimore, who said to me, "I know that none of my colleagues woke up that morning with homicide in their mind. I also know that why, for kids in West Baltimore, why they don't believe me." Or someone like a John Angelos, who's the son of the owner of the Baltimore Orioles, who was in the room and helping to make the decisions when the Orioles played the Chicago White Sox in baseball's first game with no fans. And so I want to take this kaleidoscope approach and then just thinking through, okay, how to tell this story. And it was actually my publisher, Chris Jackson, who really helped to give light and weight into telling it through the lens of these 5 days and telling it through almost this weaving narrative of these 8 individuals and how their lives were impacted by this moment.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Baltimore native Wes Moore, the author most recently of 5 Days. For more information, I would like to direct you to Wes's website, which is wesmoore.com. Thank you, Wes Moore, so much for your time and everything that you're doing.
Bless you, and thank you so much.